As a child, I feared everything. My worst fear was of war. The same fear as everyone had at that time. Much as that fear is today. It was guerrilla warfare that haunted me. I grew up at a time when war was considered imminent and the lives of all were at stake. I clearly remember radio news flashes about guerrilla attacks. Lunch and supper times were spent listening or watching the news on TV. Guerrilla warfare overseas was the main topic. I often overheard the adults talking about horrible crimes the guerrillas had committed. To me, these were actual guerrillas. Armed apes whose mission was to exterminate all humans. I often watched our new color TV with my older brother. I stopped this when he started watching a new show, Planet of the Apes. The guerrillas had taken over Hollywood. I had no idea where that was, but it was still terrifying. My parents reassured me that the guerrillas were far, far away over the ocean. My first sleepless night spent in lonely terror was when my mom tucked me in for bed one night. I asked her where the ocean was. She pulled back my curtains and innocently pointed out the window and saying, "Just over those hills there." That was the wrong answer. She left me not knowing that she had confirmed my fears that the apes had learned to swim, had crossed the ocean, and were attacking a place called Montreal. I didn't know what the FLQ was, but the gorillas were in Canada and I knew Montreal was much closer to my bedroom than the ocean was. I don't remember when my fear of militant armies of apes disappeared. Probably when that fear turned into a fear of bears. Russian bears. So, parents, teachers, adults everywhere, beware of children's imaginations. If those Russian bears learn to swim, you will know why children are scared. Tilda Janice Cole, North Bay.